Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's have a look at what's happening my side with regards to tech in this tech impact segment. First thing that I would like to speak to is the fact that we've seen the iPhone 14 being released. I know they are on severe back order in South Africa, but overseas the guys are getting them, and unfortunately seems like they've got a battery issue the moment you've upgraded your iOS device, or they should be launched in actual fact with iOS 16. It seems that they are not making the cut. It seems that the battery draining is a massive, massive issue. I know certain people with the iPhone 12 and an iPhone 13 also experienced the same thing. So that is unfortunately sad. So I would, in actual fact, if you're on back order, be aware of the fact that you might have a bit of a battery drain for the first part of it. Then, what's also very interesting is that we've tested, or South Africa has tested, there's a company in South Africa that tested the 4G speeds with regards to which cell phone provider currently is providing you with the best 4G, or otherwise known as LTE. And it's very interesting to note that MTN has got the fastest 4G capacity, and their average is about 57 megabits per second. So that's quite a substantial amount. Second to that is Vodacom with 39. So that's almost 18 megabits per second slower than what MTN is. Not that I think in actual fact you feel it. I'm just glad to know. Then you get guys with rain unfortunately currently in South Africa providing the worst speeds for downloads. And then another thing that is a very, very, very interesting that I thought I would share with you is the fact that we are currently facing load shedding, right? And with load shedding, the Fushini Group, which is a clothing group that is actually known as TFG now, they own Fushini's, I think they own Fushini At Home, Jet, a couple of companies like that that you can buy clothing from. They actually bought power walls now, right? 307 power walls to actually fight load shedding in their shops. So that is quite amazing. I'm glad to see that we've got big companies currently investing in things like that to get not off the grid, but to see if we can get better sustainable energy, right? To get better energy for us as South Africans. Then the last thing I would like to mention is I don't know about you, but it's such a interesting thing to learn that I know I need to share it with you in order for you to see if you understand it as well, right? So here's the thing. Currently we are load shedding. Tomorrow morning we would go down to stage 3, right? I never knew what it meant and how they depicted the stages, but turns out Mr. De Reiter, who's the CEO of Eskom, actually made a statement yesterday or earlier the week that said we might be looking at stage 15, and no one exactly knew what that meant. But what it actually means is the stage that we are currently sitting on with regards to load shedding is the amount of energy that needs to be saved, or the amount of energy that we are currently under capacity. So we're now sitting with stage 4. That means that in South Africa, Eskom is providing us with we need to save 4 gigawatts of electricity to get actually the entire grid running, right? We hope to have some in back reserve so that by tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, we're switching to stage 3. In other words, we do not have those 4 gigawatts, right? Don't know if you know what a gigawatt is, but if I'm not mistaken, I think a gigawatt is 1 million kilowatts to what we are currently using. Might even be a bit more, I'm not even sure. But I just found that so incredibly interesting. Now, to understand why the stages are, doesn't unfortunately make the fact that we've got load shedding easier, but we're still sitting underneath the in total capacity needed currently in South Africa. I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope you found that as interesting as I did.
Become active in faith, 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.